Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economics segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe, Helen Inane, and also Zafia Basson. So, guys, good evening, and how are you doing today?
Good evening, we are doing... Okay, I'm doing fine. Let me not speak for other people. She's here to speak for herself. Actually, yeah, we are doing fine, guys. It's Friday.
Not Friday yet.
It's Friday.
Oh, okay.
If you know, you know.
Okay. Zafia.
All is well. All is well.
Yes, to our dear listeners, it's your time to listen to Business and Economic segment. That is it's exactly 11 minutes past 1800 hours. You are listening to Business and Economic segment. And for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is a platform where we discuss business matters. It's a platform where we discuss finance. It's a platform where we discuss, you know, investment. We look at things which are driving our country forward. We look at, we analyze different business case studies. We look at the areas of law, policy making. We look at, domestic policies which are affecting the Namibian economy, and also international policies which are affecting the Namibian economy. We also look at the aspect of leadership, particularly youth leadership. We look at, what are some of those political decisions which affect the Namibian economy, and how can we move forward. And, dear listeners, after every conversation, like we are already saying, after every conversation, after every deep conversation, we are always going to open the line for you to come up with your views. You can call us in the studio. You give your constructive criticism. You come up with your questions and also your contribution, because like we are always saying, we are not the experts in this area, but we are also not new in the game. So we are always making sure that we accommodate different views so that, we can shape, the agenda, which is promoting economic development and also advancing, the thinking of innovation and development of our country. Yeah.
Okay, colleagues. So if you're new to Eagle FM and this is your first time listening to us today, welcome to Eagle FM. And I hope you'll be joining us every other day from today onwards. Also, you can download our Eagle FM app that will enable you to listen to all our programmings every day and all our podcasts. Now, I know there's been some updates done on the Eagle FM app. So if you feel like your app is not working, kindly just update it. And then voila, there you go. It will go back to being functional. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia. That is on X, Twitter, Instagram and LinkedIn, or you can also follow our WhatsApp channel, and the number for that is 081-241-44. Here at Eagle FM, we offer a variety of services, from live streaming services to sound hiring services and live broadcasting services and live advertising. We can come and have your live broadcast from wherever it is that you may have your event. And, anytime you choose, anytime is tea time for us here, we will always come and make sure that you get the necessary coverage and that your product is marketed and that your product has reached a wider number of people. So, without wasting any more time, do not forget to subscribe to the EV Ledger paper that will be released tomorrow, just to keep yourself updated with everything that is going on in and around the country. That way you do not ever miss a day in the information that is being shared by economic change makers, policy makers, and everyone at large. So let us quickly pay our bills, and we will be back to dive right into our conversation for the day.
Mukungule kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Uvele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale iferire
omiyaru oduri ke kucha iponga ivurithe omayovi omurongo na gali ya dhidiri kwa mona mibia omvura aziko Onkene onditara onora oyo awike umaru wiponga watamba kumonjira dhitumo pasanjika otashivurika saa shimpuyu ninga shoka shumonjira eto hupitha omwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Siwanasha Namibia.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David, Heleni, and also Zafia Basson. And yeah, we are going straight to the conversation. We are going straight to the topic for today. And yeah, like we are always saying, we don't only look at business, we look at the things which have influenced business decisions. And one of those things which are influencing, you know, economic development of the country is policy making. We look at the behaviors of policymakers. We analyze political communication, which are affecting the Namibian economy. And one of the questions that we have been asking ourselves is that, where are the Namibian youth? What are the Namibian youth focusing on? And also, our main focus these days, we are looking at parliamentary communication. We are looking at parliamentary speeches. The other time we were analyzing the speech of youngest parliamentarian in Namibian Parliament, Fenito Chavi. And today, we are also going to look at one of the young parliamentarians, and we are asking ourselves, what are the young parliamentarians looking at? What is their focus? Are they united in terms of driving the youth agenda? And without wasting any time, we are going to do an analysis of the speech by Esther Haikola. He's a member of parliament and he's also from Affirmative Repositioning Party. And we are going to look at what is the context of her speech, what is she focusing on, what is the difference between her speech and other young people's speech, and do we have, you know, commonalities in terms of speeches of young people, and are they talking about the same thing, and what is her point. So we are going to listen to her maiden speech, which was delivered yesterday, and going to analyze it later on. Then we have a discussion.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on.
By accident, but by divine purpose, Queen Esther stood in the gap for her people, risking her position, her comfort, and even her life to speak for those who had no choice, no voice. Today, I declare that Queen Esther of the Bible may be long gone, but I, Esther Yeshua Haikola Zacharias, am here, not in a palace, but in this honorable house, with a purpose just as bold like Esther. I was called for a time such as this. I'm here to stand up for the youth, to stand in the gap for the rejected, unemployed, talented but sidelined, and voiceless young people of Namibia. I've not come to parliament for prestige. I've come to serve. As Queen Esther was placed in the palace to fulfill a greater cause, so I have been placed here, not for myself but for the Namibian people. As the great daughter of the following public servant of the people, I'm honored to walk in their footsteps, carrying forward their legacy of leadership, service, and dedication to the people. My great grandfather, Tatekulu Haikukutu Yashinangolo, who reigned over Kwanyama for 2 years, Tatekulu Abawa Yulu Yaedzimbi Yangile Wanga 2 years, Tatekulu Hamba Nande Yaedzimbi Yangile Wanga 7 years, Tate Kulumanto me adem for 6 years and Queen Hanyanga ya ham stay for 13 years. So humble servant of people who put others first and who believe that true greatness is not being served but serving others with joyful heart, commitment and dedication. I'm hereby to emulate their leadership style of selflessness. To the unemployed youth, poverty has a cruel way of stripping young people of their ability to dream and aspire, leaving them feeling powerless and stuck. Your silent struggles are not forgotten. We are carrying your burden here in Parliament and we will fight to restore your hope and agency. Young people of Namibia, those who pursued courses which the market cannot absorb, such as biochemistry, microbiology, and the countless other fields, yet now sit at home unemployed, we love your affliction in this Parliament. We hear your cries and we will not rest until the job market aligns with the skill you sacrifice so much to acquire. I know what it feels like to look for a job in your field for 10 good years and find none. I have been there. To my dear former UNAM readiness students, many of you had to leave your jobs to study full-time in the bridging program with fewer than 20 points. Now that you have qualified and been admitted into a degree program, NASFAS denies you funding because of the very points you are trying to improve. This injustice will not be ignored. Your struggle is not in vain, and we will work to change this system. Why are we still forcing all learners down one academic path when we know not every diamond shines the same? The education system in Namibia has failed to recognize that not all learners are destined for academia. Some are gifted in their hands, in crafts, and in trade. Yet the government has only plus minus 50 fully functional schools with pre-vocational subjects. The state of technical and vocational education and training, known as TVET, in Namibia is one of that has seen commendable attention from our government. Through the Namibian Training Authority, NTA, we recognize and appreciate the prioritization of skills development and the establishment of TVET across most regions. However, while significant progress has been made, we must also acknowledge the challenges that continue to hinder the full potential of the sector. At the grassroots level, pre-vocational subjects are still not widely offered in many schools across Namibia. These subjects are crucial in developing a passion for vocational training among young learners. Without early exposure, learners often overlook the TVET pathway and instead opt for academic institutions like UNAM, NAST or IUM, often out of lack of awareness, not necessarily preference. Take, for example, the subject office practice, which equips learners with marketable administrative skills by the time they reach grade 11 or 12. These learners can enter the workforce immediately. Sadly, this subject has been phased out in many schools, particularly in the northern regions. Even respected schools like Concordia College have stopped offering it. The common reason given is financial strain, mainly due to recurring costs for paper and ink. This is unfortunate, as such essential subjects should be protected and promoted. Additionally, schools offering subjects like design and technology, clothing and fabrics, teachers offer their own personal money to facilitate practical projects for learners, a situation that is both unsustainable and unfair. What is more concerning is that there are teachers who are qualified and ready to teach pre-vocational subjects, yet they are not being utilized because only a few schools offer these subjects. Their expertise is going to be a waste, and this represents a missed opportunity for both learners and the education system at large. Honorable Deputy Speaker, honorable members, the Minister of Education must ensure there is dedicated funding for pre-vocational subjects as outlined in the national curriculum. If we are to build a skilled workforce, then we must invest in foundational skills that spark learners' interest in vocational education from an early age. We also commend the government's forward-looking plans to convert VTC into fully-fledged technical college. This transformation is bold and necessary step. However, to successfully implement such a vision, we will require TVET experts in the sector, and here lies another challenge. Currently, only NAST offer TVET-related diplomas, yes, such as the Diploma in TVET Management or the TVET Trainer Diploma, yes, both pegged at level 6. So if we truly want to professionalize the sector and elevate the status of vocational education, institutions of higher learning across Namibia must start offering TVET qualification at more advanced level and create more programs that support free vocational subjects combination for aspiring educators. Moreover, we urge the NTA and other relevant bodies to ensure that all VTCs offer as many courses as possible, particularly in emerging trades that reflect modern industry needs. Fields such as renewable energy, green hydrogen bracket, ICT, agri-tech, digital fabrication, and smart construction should be prioritized to future-proof our workforce. While we applaud the milestone reached so far, there is still so much work to be done, from curriculum funding at school level to qualification expansion in higher education. And from institutional transformation to regional inclusion, TVET must be elevated, expanded, and respected. At this point, we extend our sincere gratitude to Dr. Nkezi Nelson, I hope he's listening, for reintroducing vocational education at Cosmos High School. And this is the spirit we need, responsive, future-forward, and youth-focused. Well done, sir. With deep gratitude, I give thanks to the Lord of Heaven's Army for lifting me into this calling. It has always been you, Lord. May I serve and sanctify your name in this house. To my late grandparents, Esther Abraham Yavasileni and Thomas Moses Shinana, your prayers were not in vain. I stand here because of you. To the Youth Power Group, now VYG, thank you for teaching me to be a visionary youth. To the affirmative repositioning.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was the maiden speech by Esther Haikola. And, you know, that is just to show what her target is, who she's targeting to represent, during her stay in, you know, in parliament, and what are some of the things that resonates with her. Because at the end of the day, we are looking at young people and we are looking at what they are going to be tabling. Who does their the motions they table, you know, align with? Who are the people that are going to benefit the most from these particular motions that are going to be tabled, or the speeches that they bring forth to say, this is what we are interested in, this is where we want changes to happen? And you know, Esther is no exception from other youths. She was point on what it is that is stressing her, that is giving her sleepless nights. And we can all agree that that is education in the country.
Yeah.
Bottom line, education. No many stories. It does not matter which type of education it is. Her concern is education.
Yeah, by looking at that speech, we are able also to see that, you know, one of the problems that is common to all young people in Namibia is ability to get into the field, ability to get into the industry. Education has always been a challenge, whether you are at university, upon completion of your education, you know, training, getting into the system has always been a challenge also. And I'm very happy that all the young people who are in parliament, or few of the young people who we listen to their maiden speech, their conversations are centered in education. They are centered in, you know, upgrading of vocational training education, and also aligning what you get from university or college to the industry. And I'm hoping that these young people should not be carried away by the conversation of the elders, because, you know, Heleni, every generation, they are championing their own agenda.
Yes.
Other people who are no more young people, they can focus on policy regarding maybe their business interest. But what are the young people going through, and what are the young parliamentarians are saying? Because I will not be happy when, although it's necessary, a young person is more focused on debating regarding marriage and other things, where we have basic things to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one thing that I'm also looking at. And maybe when you look at what Esther spoke about, and also what Fanny spoke about, they meet in different points. Number one is education,
mm-hmm.
and the other thing, which is also part of education, is also respecting of vocational training education.
Mm.
And she stated one thing to say, not all diamonds are shining the same. To say, if you are not academically gifted, you are also able to be, you know, to be trained with vocational education. And that is one of the things which don't only need somebody to stand and present. We need to see results. We need to see how are these people going to work together. Are they willing to agree on points, rather than this point is coming from Hileni political party, is coming from Zahia political party, then they can agree and move a policy regarding that point of discussion.
Let's quickly pay our bills and we'll be back in 15 seconds.
How do we brew the perfect Heineken? At Heineken, we use our 5-star brewing process to ensure a unique balanced taste for that refreshing first. Ah, not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Siwanasha Namibia, kamberera omakarunga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwa nima yesiga.
Okay, and like promised, 15 seconds are up and we are back.
Well, I think her maiden speech was not only bold, but necessary. And I like the fact that all youth are aligning in their speeches. Also, what really stood out for me was she didn't sugarcoat, no? She touched on real issues, everyday struggles, and what also stood out for me a lot, because it's very close to my heart, is the fact that she, even quoting her, she said sex is a choice.
Okay.
But menstruating is, mm-hmm. it's, I can't remember the exact words, but she said menstruation is
natural.
Yeah. So basically saying it in, if condoms can be made available, you know, at no cost,
freely available,
exactly, so should sanitary pads, you know. And that's very close to my heart, because as a woman, we don't choose that it should happen to us. I mean, we are made like that.
Mm-hmm.
It naturally happens. So why should I? Why should someone pay for a condom? I mean, get a condom free. And I should pay for sanitary pads.
when you are choosing to, you know.
I mean, you're choosing to ask.
You are choosing to go for Nikkei. Even this weekend, they've already packed their bags and they are gone.
On the holy weekend. I won't say that, but on the holy weekend.
Yes, on a holy weekend like this one, colleagues, near man.
Yeah.
Change. But just to add, I think the day before yesterday, we spoke, let me say, I contested, a point of, you know, urban education in comparison to rural education. And it's something Esther also went on to say that, when you compare the two, accessibility, access to quality of education, the poor do not have any infrastructure at all. They are still having their classes under these self-made structures. Just in January, or was that February, when we were seeing grade 2 kids,
yeah,
building classrooms? Like, education is a right. It's not a want. It's not a what. It's a need for the Namibian person. So those are just some of the things to look at to say, when is Namibia going to move from this particular thing? Because every day, you know, sometimes I look at things and I compare things, and I try to make logic out of things. And I'm like, you know, the time they build the new pretty state house, I had a question, because I was like, okay, what is going to happen to the one here by Parliament Gardens? What is going to happen to that state house? Could those resources not be diverted to something more important? Because as a country, you all know how much money went into building that state house, the shiny gold one. You know how much money went into there. Yet there are people that are giving lessons and under trees. there are learners that are going to school without resources. You are hearing here they took out certain things out of schools because paper and ink is expensive. Like, make it make sense. How are you taking away from the education of someone because of this particular costs, yet there is money being squandered in other aspects of government operations, which I just deem not as important, not as necessary, because you look at a young Namibian child, what they are going through on a daily basis, yeah. And you look at where the other money is going, and as a nation, I think our leaders can start and learn to compromise, to say this one is not close to the people. This one does not benefit the people's, what is it called? The welfare of the people.
Yeah.
Before you can go on with all these other things. Yes, they benefit the Namibia, but what about the welfare of the people?
Yeah, and I have also one thing that I need to end on that, because most of the points of these young people are focusing more on education. Apart from now of prioritizing education in terms of classrooms and institutions, and also maybe accommodating vocational training education to academia, let us also look beyond infrastructure. Apart from me being in a better classroom, you must also analyze what are the teachers putting in my head. So yeah, is what the teacher teaching me going to be productive in my country? Because at the end of the day, when a government come to a place and say, no, we are doing very well, we built a better school here with functioning toilets and also good infrastructure, but you forget to ask to say, no, okay, now you provide a good environment for me, you provide the conducive environment for me to learn, but what am I learning? Is what I'm learning going to take me somewhere, or is what I'm learning going to take me or to take my country somewhere? Because at the end of the day, apart from the structure, these young parliamentarians must also look at the content of the education that we are getting. Let us analyze the curriculum that we are getting. Is the curriculum in line with what is needed in the market? Is the curriculum also in line with what is going to be needed in the next 5 years? Because other countries, they made sure that things are very flexible. But you know how long does it take for a curriculum to change? Maybe after 8 years or 5 years. And by the time you change, things are already moving forward. That's why I'm talking about now concerning to prioritizing education, concerning to empowering vocational training education. Let us not stop there. If I, like, it's what they are doing a research now on making sure that vocational training education is also part of mainstream academic education. You can go to UNAM and study for a degree in boiler making at advanced level. But let us focus on what we are teaching these people also. Are you only teaching boiler makers to fix things, or you are also teaching boiler makers to innovate? Those are some of the conversations that we need to look at. And the other thing also that we need to ask ourselves is also that to say, when we have these young parliamentarians so eloquent in their speech and I was listening to I was listening to Dr. Esperanza. She's a very an eloquent speaker, and nobody can deny that. And what we also need to ask ourselves is that Parliament, on top of what they are saying, are they willing to make sure that what they are saying is going to be implemented? Or is it just going to end there? Because, you know, the one thing about politics is like, it's like marketing. It's how you present yourself, then you go home in most cases. But are they willing to make sure that whatever they are saying, they are going to push this, or they are just doing it for politics? Because it has been said a lot of times by different people, then they disappear.
And I go back to the conversation of holding the leaders accountable. Wherever you see them, if just like this, they are shopping in the shop, my guy, ask your questions, because it's not every day that you'll be coming across them. So ask your questions. At the end of the day, most of these speeches, they are well written. People did what I say, well, what I call their homework.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you need to have the sympathy of the people. When you are in a position like that, when you are in power, it's just like what they were doing during campaign.
Yeah.
Most people saw what was happening during campaign. They were taking issues that are very sensitive to the people.
Yeah.
Issues that at a point, you can say they were gambling with people's welfare.
Yeah.
Because they were making promises of the things that people desired the most. And this is the same conversation we continue to have to say. The speeches, They are well researched. These people know what is happening to the Namibian youth. They know what the Namibian youth is struggling with. She emphasized so much on the unemployment part. And it's not because of lack of, education. It's because some people are educated and yet with that same qualification that you spent years acquiring, you're not able to, to get a job.
To make use of it.
Yes. She also touched on, universities needing to do research so that they can stop this, market overload. Now every year it's the same course. You have not done enough research on whether the market can take up any more of the 5,000 graduates you are about to dump on the, Namibian unemployment, street. Yeah. Because you just offer and people are left without choices. Sometimes you look at the options on the table and you're like, okay, out of these courses, what can I do?
Yeah.
What looks more attractive? And as you are thinking, teaching looks more attractive.
Yeah.
So is the next person. Yeah. So is the next person. And that is why, certain fields are oversaturated. There's a lot of people. There is not enough employment for everyone, but everyone is qualified. I was listening to some person saying, the parents sold everything they had to send them to school. And now you are on the streets. You know, the dream is always to make it back home and change the situation at home and make things better. So imagine these people had cows to a certain extent, and because you are in school and Nasfaf is not coming through, the same Nasfaf she stresses over.
People are in debt.
Yes, because the Nasfaf is not coming through. People are, you are selling the 1 year, three cows gone, because it's not just tuition fee. And I think that's the mistake people make.
Yeah.
They make it sound like it's just tuition fee.
Yeah.
It's just that 20-something that, you know, yes, those 20-something thousands. But there is cost of living. There is cost of transport that is killing literally everyone in this very small window.
And the one thing, and maybe just before we move forward, one thing that people should look at, even parents, you know, a student will never be satisfied, because there are things that they are not going to ask you, but there are things that they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay somebody's school fee, maybe that person is going to hustle, because with student, you don't generate any income. In most cases,
definitely,
you don't generate any income. You need money from people.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, we have seen them dropping out of school. We have seen them working very hard to complete their courses, but at the end of the day, they're going to be in the street. But I'm very happy now that there's somebody who's going to speak to us. The other day, Fanny said, we are here.
They have arrived.
Yeah.
Now we are keeping a very close eye on them.
Yeah.
And it's not just Fanny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all of them.
All the young people.
It's all, not just all the young people, but even the uncles and the opas. We are keeping an eye on all of them, because all of them, when it was time to campaign, if you attended the campaigns and, you know, you saw some of their speeches, all of them, in fact, most of them refer to themselves as youth.
Youth at heart, apparently.
So if you are identifying as a youth, you better stand with the youth.
Yeah.
That is point blank. I don't care how old you are, but if you are going to identify as a youth, then you better be ready to stand with the youth.
And I think we are expecting a lot from this parliament, because I was listening to the speech of the Prime Minister today.
Yes.
He was one of the youth leader, and he was identifying people that were under his leadership. And I'm so impressed to see that majority of parliamentarians that we have now are young people. They were young people. Most of them, after independence, I don't think, when you are comparing of veterans of the struggle, I think we only have less than 10% now. Most of the people who are in parliament, most of them that we have in parliament now, they are young people. And let's see what they are going to do, and let us make sure that we hold them accountable. Because at the end of the day, if you end 10 years to that young person, it's no more going to be young as you left that person 10 years. And I think the matter of holding them accountable is necessary.
Let's quickly pay our bills and we'll be right back.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family. Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon-flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsi Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-0683. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eagle FM. You are tuned into the business and economic segment with me, Hileni Inane, and David Shorembe, and Zafia. Zafia Basson. Sorry, Zafia. Zafia. Yeah. Okay, so we are having the conversation around the speech of Esther Haikola, who is a newly sworn in member of parliament, and what some of the things that she raised are. So to join the conversation in studio, join us on 083-288-401. 083-288-0-Yo-Darlichagvir. 083-288-401 But while you decide to do that or not, let us go on with the conversation, guys. What are some of the things that you actually hope and pray can materialize? Because of course, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah.
But somewhere, somehow, all these speeches need to be fruitful. At least 2 to 3 components of the speeches need to come to a reality. And one of the biggest struggles now that we are grappling with is that of youth unemployment. And personally, that is the one thing that I would like to come to an end. I'm not sure how the government is going to do that. I am not sure how parliament members are going to enforce and to suggest to government to solve that particular issue. But I heard from some of the parliamentarians, and you know, they're applauding the government and the the initiative of government agencies having to do internship. I'm sorry to say, but in the long run, those internships do not tackle the issue of unemployment. So what is the question? If you guys, you are friends with those people, I know some of you are friends with those people and you are listening right now. So when you guys are having your dinners and you are having your girlies' days and you are having your boys' hockey day or whatever it is you guys doing your free time.
Play golf.
Fratok Yalasa Brasters name. Ask your bras. So beyond internship, what is the actual plan to combat unemployment?
Yeah, that is a good question. And one thing which I need to look at is that, you know, internship is good for short term and maybe for getting of skills, but that's not a solution to problems. And maybe one thing that I've seen that need to be done from my view is that the government must stop this thing of from young people, young person's perspective, don't give us things for free. Teach us how to do things. Because if you train me with better skills at university, that can allow me to come up with my own job, that can also allow me to thrive in the economy that you made sure that, you know, those institutions are going to assist me to thrive. I don't have a problem with that. And also to make sure that, you know, what are you teaching people? That is the question. Let us go and revise the context of our education system. What are you teaching us? Why do I have to struggle if I study business management, if I study economics, if I studied, you know, finance? Why do I have to struggle in the street? But you taught me how to survive the whole environment. What are you using to teach me? Those are some of the things that need to be done. And maybe when she spoke about the research, I think academic institution, we must start today. They must do research. Academic institution must do research. What is the problem? Private sector must also do research. Then these guys must talk to say, this is me, this is me, Transnamib. I need certain engineers in this area. I need these technicians. What is the agreement between me and your institutions? What kind of people are you training? For me not to come and complain to say, no, you give me a civil engineer, but they don't have skills. Where do you think these people are going to learn from? So I think what need to be done to solve unemployment is just the coordination. There is no coordination within the Namibian institutions. I remember, I don't know which year, I think it's 2022. I'm speaking under correction. There was a study done by, you know, African Peer Review Mechanism. They do research about the governance system, what are the economic problems of the country. Then one of the recommendations in Namibia is to say, no, Namibia have better institutions. They mentioned that Namibia have better. The problem is that these institutions are not talking. They are not coordinating. You have NYS, you have National Youth Council, you have Ministry of Youth, you have Ministry of Trade. Most of these things are almost offering the same thing, but they are not communicating. And at the end of the day, they end up taking some of the money back to Treasury, which is pretty disappointing. Don't only focus on giving drought relief. Focus on upgrading food production system in that area, and I think that is that can only be the solution. Yeah, are you here?
yes, we are here. Yeah. And just to add to that, and maybe while we are at it, we can also just look at learning on the job. Of course, there are new industries that are emerging on a daily basis. Yeah. And of course, Namibians were not anticipating those particular industries. But those industries, in a way or two, they are relating to things that already exist in Namibia.
Yeah.
So also just some of the things Namibians could look at doing is things such as, you know, when foreign companies come in to do these projects, the green hydrogens, the high iron, the high railways, and so forth. You know, the list goes on. These are things that Namibians did not anticipate. So obviously, academically, they were never ready for them.
Yeah.
So when these people come in to, you know, to lead those projects, maybe it's high time as Namibian leaders, they put terms and conditions to say, yes, you can, but the condition is that you are going to train, you know, to train 10 of our people.
Not if
to do a skill transfer.
Yes, a skill transfer. So that 10 years from now, when those people are gone on, when things are becoming better, there is skills in the country.
Yeah.
And not every day, now because engineer Shuang Shuang is gone back, that was building detour roads overnight,
In ours.
In ours. Yeah. Now, as a country, you guys are sitting with an emergency. And we do not know who is tackling it. Today, a tragedy happened a few kilometers out of Ojivarongo. And I think many of us are now aware that that road cannot be used because of the chemical that fell on the road. Yeah. So again, another detour road had to be set up so that people could use that road. I'm not sure who is.
I'm not sure
who's constructing it yet. I'm yet to get that information. I was trying earlier, but I'm yet to get that information of who's busy constructing it. But the example I'm giving is that let there be a system that empowers the Namibian person. Let there be a system that empowers the Namibian youth. Let there be a system that leaves skills in Namibia, even when people pick up and go.
Yeah.
Let there be skills that are left behind. That way, you can pick up from where others left off, and you can start to build something. Every time Namibians are crying innovation, 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 but where is the innovation going to come from if you are not learning from the innovators that are around you? Already, you do not have the capacity to go abroad and equip yourself with this knowledge, with this technology, with this one. So why not, as a nation, take advantage of those that come to you, those that bring themselves to your house, and you take it from there?
Yeah. And maybe the other thing which I wanted to say is that, you know, we can learn so much from China. China is one of, you can't beat China in terms of rate of development, in terms of percentage per year. They are still moving fast. But we have been friends with China even before independence. But one thing that we need to focus on, especially those who are in high education sector, now it's just a whole education ministry. Let us look at the skills that we can get from China. China is our friend. We have a lot of companies here. We are working here. But when you go to a place like University of Namibia, I was trying to get, can I get a Chinese professor who is trying to teach our people technical things? Few people which I have seen are those one who are teaching. How do you call the Chinese language?
Mandarin.
Mandarin. Yeah, they teach basic Mandarin, so you understand how they are operating. But why are you our friends, but you are not teaching us what you do? Okay, I understand that maybe you are keeping business relation, but how many Chinese professors do we have in Namibia that can just come? Because those guys are very smart, and that those are the skills that you can leverage from to say no. We don't want to be fed forever. We are just 3 million. You guys are, your population is even bigger than African population. But why are you not teaching us? We are just a small country. Those are some of the things that we need to be done. Even universities to say, no, apart from now, you guys with coming with Mandarin, which is good for cultural, you know, relationship, teach my people how to do best things. Because we were so surprised when the Chinese government built a state-of-art hospital in 10 days during COVID-19. We're so surprised, and the whole world was shocked. During COVID-19, they did that in China to say, no, in 10 days, state of art, not this basic facility, not a tent. It's a double story hospital, and you can go and check. It's there on, it's written journals, and even YouTube is there. Why can't we learn from those things? And the only thing that can take us somewhere is when you are learning from our friends, when you are learning from our German friends, when you are learning from our European friends, what are their education system? And how do they innovate instead of just us continue, feeding them with our resources? And I hope our parliamentarians are focusing on that area, and they are also not being apologetic when we are talking about Namibian problems, because that is the only way we are going to solve those things.
Yes, and that is why I continuously question and complain about our education curriculum. As Namibians, you guys are not the most innovative people I've seen, eh? So most of the things, adapted from other people. So I keep questioning, why do we keep adapting the same nonsense curriculum that is not benefiting you as Namibians, yet the people you are copying the curriculums from are doing better than you? Make it make sense. So you decided to adopt 2% of the curriculum, and then you decided to leave everything else that is very important out of it. Now you also get to ask things such as, is it a deliberate move?
It's a very difficult but relevant also
question. Because is it a deliberate move? You cannot say you are copying from me and you are copying from me so you can fail.
No, sometimes copying can go well, but you are copying at the wrong environment. Because if you train me, we used to debate about this to say, if you train me using economic books written by US professors, those guys, they did research in their country, business. And I get a degree or a diploma in business from University of Namibia, quoting all the authors from outside the country. And you put me in the Namibian environment, I'm not going to thrive. But if you take me to California, take me to maybe Manchester, Manchester City, to work there, I'm going to be the best business analyst that you can ever find because environment is good. But with Namibian people, copy, we paste here. You are copying from what?
Guys, paraphrase at your own words. What do they teach you?
Yeah, paraphrase. You are copying from PDF, then you paste in Excel.
You don't have to change the meaning of what success looks like.
Yeah.
Just redefine it in your own words that you understand and, you know, practical things that applies to you.
Yeah.
Same method, just different.
Different things.
Yes.
Don't just copy and paste.
So guys, we are overboard with time here. What are some of your last words? Because I am done for the day. It's just good night from me and that's it.
Yeah. Let's just support whoever is in parliament, whoever is focusing on what we need, and ask them questions, hold them accountable. And I don't want to say we must give them time. They must not sit down because it has been long overdue to say we have been in this problem for a very long time.
They will rest after 5 years. Yeah. For now, they must work and work.
Yeah.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Zafia, say goodnight to the listeners. Or
good night, adios.
Good night, guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Same time, same place, same radio frequency. Perhaps from a different town, but you'd never know. Yeah. Good night.
Shop.
Mukungu lewa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mvele kisema ep ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferire, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Mvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulibusi emba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilingi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwila mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba kize tatama. Elsin.